Welcome to In and Out Kabaddi, another action-packed show for you this week, looking back across the last week of the Vivo Pro Kabaddi League and a few days into the future as well. My name's Dan Strange, I'm the outsider of the group. Sahel Chanduk, the insider, is over in India with his ear to the ground.
It's been, well, in the last few days, time to move on to the Pink City, time to move on to Jaipur, JPP at home at the Sawai Mansingh Stadium. Sahel, well, the Panthers currently are rather toothless, winless in nine. Not how they would want to have either started their home leg or how it's gone so far. Tie against Gujarat and a loss to Bengal. Not ideal for them.
Yeah, welcome back, everyone. It's been a tricky start here in Jaipur. It's the city of pink, and the Pink Panthers have tried to light it up from night number one. But yeah, that tie was a bad one for them. I think it was one that they thought they could have had in the bag, and then Gujarat stole the tie away from them. It was a strange game played by Jaipur as well. It was a really odd one where Gujarat had a lot of control over the match and then just sort of let it slip a little bit. And then the second half, Jaipur binned it towards the end. So they came away with 3 points. I think Gujarat were the happier of the two sides. But I think the loss versus the Bengal Warriors was a tough one to take in as well, because in the end, they lost by just 1 point. Bengal Warriors were just charging ahead, and then they just capitulated completely. Their defenses were diabolical in the second half, and they actually allowed Jaipur to come back into the match, but they lost by 1 point. So in the end, they still find themselves outside the top six, and had those two results gone 1 point a different direction, things would have been very, very different, and Jaipur would have found themselves inside the top six, inside qualification zone for the playoffs, but it's not to be.
And you've got a feel for Nilesh Solanki. He 15 points from his 17 raids, kept plugging away at the end, kept it close at the end, nearly got them up alongside. Maninder, though, the star of the show for the Warriors. But, I mean, poor old Nilesh Solanki. What an effort from him to then come away with nothing.
Yeah, really good effort. I mean, you normally don't attribute Nilesh Solanki to be a Super 10 raider or a Super Raid raider either. So he delivered on both those counts. It was quite astonishing, that performance. He kept chipping away in that second half, got the big points in. And he's not someone that normally will score more than 6 or 7 points, and he struggled this season. So that was a massive performance from Nilesh Solanki. But on the flip side, you had Maninder, who was just trading blows play by play. And he was unrelenting right through. He came away with his career best performance of 19 points. And it was a performance in a winning cause for the Bengal Warriors that kept them second on the points table. And you could see how much it meant to him as captain of the team to lift that side single-handedly as well.
And you say it kept them second on the points table. They're now just 4 points off to bang Delhi. Of course, Delhi do have a game in hand at the moment. Bengal, really, though, there was that mid-season blip that they have. Since then, though, 4 from 4 against teams within the top six. A very impressive win. We highlighted it last time. Bengal Warriors versus Haryana Steelers. Maninder there, 18 points in that one. Baldav Singh got a high five as well. Haryana, though, outclassed by Bengal, really. And Bengal are really coming good at the right time now.
Yeah, they are. I hope you go back a few podcasts, Dan Strange, and remember what your insider said to the outsider, that the Bengal Warriors will be up there at the very close to the top at the end of this league.
I thought you were going to pull me up on a bad prediction there. I mean, you know, it's like...
No, I'm just pulling myself up on a good one. That's all.
I'd like you to blow your own trumpet.
I'll take it. No, they've been outstanding. I mean, they've got the balance in the team. They've got a terrific set of raiders in Maninder, Prapanjan, and also Mohammad Nabibaksh, who's turned into quite an all-rounder. But it's their bench strength as well. They've got the likes of Sukesh Hegde coming off the bench. They've got young Ravindra Kumawat, the left raider, coming off the bench. So, I mean, they've got a luxury of raiders. And then you've got that defensive corner combination of Baldev and Rinku. So they seem to have the complete side. I only think they've got a problem with their defense a little bit, because the covers are shaky. Jeeva Kumar, who should be the most experienced campaigner, most steady defender, is actually having a torrid season at the moment. And the cover, they can't even find the right cover to fill that boot. So it's been a strange cover defense for them, and the corners, when the covers don't perform, will not perform either. So against the better teams, against Dabang Delhi and against maybe the Bengaluru Bulls and Telugu Titans even, who've got one top class raider, if they can pick out the covers and then the corners, Bengal could have a problem. But otherwise, I see them sailing pretty smooth into the playoffs and into the top two even.
And after that loss against Bengal for Haryana, of course, well, the team will have been hoping for a quick turnaround, a quick improvement. They found that winning by five against resurgent Patna. Important for Haryana not to sort of go into a slump at this stage. They had to come out of the Bengal match positively, surely.
Yeah, and for Patna, I think that might be curtains on their campaign. I think there's only so much that Pradeep Narwal can do. There was another game where he scored a Super 10, another game where he was the only man who looked even decent on court for Patna. The rest of the team, sadly, looks like it's an absolute shambles. The defence looks awful. The support raiders aren't even around. Mohammad Maksudlu and Jean Kunli haven't done much at all the entire season, and the defence has just really crumbled completely. I think there is the second worst defence to me, apart from the Tamil Talaivas, and sadly, that's not saying much about the three-time champions this time around, Patna. But yeah, for Haryana, they need to keep their foot on the gas. They need to keep the throttle on and keep pounding forward, because they've got momentum. They've got a good side. They've got a lot of balance, because they actually got this win without Dharmaraj Charulathan, and that's a massive, massive boost to them, because when Charla was away in that previous game, they looked completely listless. And given that he wasn't there on court, giving them a win versus Patna will give that young defence a bit more confidence, given that their raiding is doing a great job with Prashant Kumar Rai, Vikas Kandola and Vinay. So the raiders aren't the problem for Haryana. It's the defence without Charulathan. If Charulathan's fit, that team looks mighty good.
Do you think we might be seeing the last season of Jan Kunli in the Pro Kabaddi League?
I might think so. I mean, maybe he'll come in at an absolute steal next season if the base price is low. But yeah, the effectiveness just hasn't been there from Jan Kunli. Mohammad Maksudlu sadly has had a very, very poor debut season. The one man I think we will see for a long time to come is Nabi Bakhsh for the Bengal Warriors. In his debut season, he's had a standout season as well. So there's a few international hits, there's a few international flops, and I definitely think Nabi Bakhsh is top of the hits, and sadly, Maksudlu may be one of the flops of the season.
So, of course, Delhi and Bengal currently have qualified for the top six. Delhi, though, tying in a big hitting match with Bengaluru Bulls, 39-39. It reduces Delhi's lead somewhat. Naveen Kumar did well. Couldn't have the all-important point to win it, having got a Super 10. And Pawan Sarawat for the Bulls, top scored with 17. But the Bulls just couldn't really support their main man enough to get them over the line.
Yeah, they couldn't. It was just a one-man show. And yet again, in the second half, that's when the man arrives, Pawan Sarawat. He was outrageous in that second half. And you've got a feel for Naveen Kumar. He did most things right. His defence let him down quite often from Dabang Delhi's perspective. And he had the opportunity to put the game to bed. At the very end, Bengaluru were defending on the white balk line, which meant he only had to pick the right man and get back to the midline pretty quickly. But instead, he chose the longest route possible, went to the left corner and got trapped there instead of just going across to the right corner with that familiar running hand touch. And he had Pawan Sarawat actually standing about a foot from the midline. And that should have been his target. And sadly, he was in tears at the end of the match. Look, he put in another splendid performance. He's had 15 Super 10s in a row, Naveen Kumar. But he just ran into a pretty vicious bull in Pawan Sarawat. And also that left corner defender, Amit Shorin, picked him up at the very end, which was such a decisive tackle. So it was, for me, one of the games of the tournament, one of the matches of the season so far. And, you know, I was on the commentary, in the commentary box, rather, watching this on and calling the shots. And I think I pretty much lost my voice by the end of that, because I think in total we had five do-or-die raids in the entire match, or six in the entire match. And that's how quick and frantic the pace of that match was.
Tamil Talaivas are bottom. They're 3 points off the next team above them. They haven't won in 12. It's kind of one of those where the cart has well and truly crashed. The wheels have come off. Everything the cart's carrying is strewn all over the road, and looters are helping themselves. Firstly, why have they been so poor? How do they turn it around? Because there seems to be a lot of dissent and bad blood on social media as well about how the old guard are carrying on and how things are going for the Talaivas.
Yeah, I think it's sadly the truth. The old guard has let them down. The egos of the old guard have sadly got in the way of performance of a team. And we said this at the start as well, Dan. I mean, they had a great team on paper, but every time you put four strong personalities in the same team and expect them to fire together, and also four personalities who are sort of fighting for survival in many ways, it's not going to go well. It was always going to derail at some point. What's sad to see is the level of how it's derailed and how quickly the wheels have come off. And as you said, honestly, it's like a carcass lying all over the shop, and you know, just vultures feeding off it every time a raider comes in to pick up the scraps, really. It's literally a free-for-all every time anyone plays against the Tamil Thalaivas at the moment, because Manjeet Chilla, for me, is someone who causes a bit of a rift in every team that he goes into. And I think you found Ajay Thakur now on the sidelines for a long time. He hasn't played a game in a long time, and I don't think that's down to injury. I think he's just had enough in some sense. I don't know the real truth behind it, but I'm pretty sure it's more than just an injury. Manjeet's controlling things, and that's never a good sign when you've got someone at the twilight of his career controlling a team which has a bunch of youngsters. I think, for me, the telling sign was when young Ajit Kumar was stuck on 9 raid points in one of the games, and there was about 3.5 minutes to go, and you know, he was about to go into raid, and Rahul Chaudhary held him back and said, no, I'm going to raid instead. And that just tells you there's a sign of selfishness rather than, you know, wanting the youngsters to do well and wanting the team to succeed ahead of the individual. So that mentality has to change. They got the coach resigned. I think that was a bad move for them as well, because he was a really good guy to have. But going forward, I think they have to hit the reset button. They have to get rid of the likes of Manjeet Chilla, maybe even Ajay Thakur, maybe Ram Singh as well. And, you know, just change things around completely. I don't think Rahul Chaudhary is as much the problem as the other older stalwarts in that team.
Yeah, the end of some great Kabaddi careers could be very soon coming to an end. So looking ahead, three games really that I've highlighted that could have a significant impact. Of course, Bengal likely to win against Telugu. If they do, and Patna, who have a chance against Dabang Delhi, if Patna beat Delhi and
no,
Bengal
no,
beat Telugu.
No, they don't.
They don't?
No.
Saying no at all?
They don't. No.
Why?
Because given Patna's defence, I'm pretty sure I could pick up points against that team at the moment.
I'd love to see that. Can we arrange that?
We can try. But it may not be worth watching.
Yeah, it'd be funny.
It would be. I'll give you
so, that. Okay, I was going to say Bengal have a chance to jump above Delhi. You don't think so. Fair enough. Looking down sort of in and around the edge of the top six, the other interesting one is the home team, Jaipur. They've got Panuripultan to come, Telugu Titans to come. They'd fancy their chances in some way against both those, even on the run that JPP are on. If they get wins there, there's a vital clash between Haryana and UP coming up. And if UP lose, it does give either JPP or Panuripultan some sort of chance of sneaking away into the top six somehow.
Yeah, massively. Those two next games for Jaipur coming up are going to be massive, because two wins will take them to 20 games, but it'll take them to 57 points. And that would put them, you know, in decent shape to make the playoffs. You've got Umumba on 53 from 17. You know, so Umumba will have a game or three games in hand over them with 5 points clear. UP Yodha also will have three games in hand. But as you said, if UP Yodha lose their next one, then there's massive pressure on them to go forward. So it's going to be a really, really, really tight show from here forward, because that middle battle, Haryana, Bengaluru, Mumbai, Jaipur, and you know, the other side in question, which is, I'm trying to think, UP Yodha. Though that's where the battle lies, and it's going to be a real, real race between four teams for three spots and five teams for where the teams finish in the top six as well. So there's two separate battles, but really, really good ones to watch. And I think the next couple of games for Jaipur, as you said, versus Panuripultan and versus Telugu Titans, those two games could define whether they stay in the tournament or they exit.
And of course, it's Umumba and UP Yodha in the slightly better scenario, because they've got a game in hand over the teams below them. So it's going to be one to keep your eye on. We will, of course, be back again next week with plenty more from the Pro Kabaddi League, the Vivo Pro Kabaddi League out in India. Don't forget, at In-N-Out Kabaddi on Twitter, if you want to get in touch with us and ask us any questions, at Sahel Chandak or at Dan Strange TV. We're both on Twitter and on Instagram. Make sure you give us a follow and retweet any stuff we put up. We've got some very exciting news coming up, but we will tell you in a few weeks' time. Can't tell you at the moment, but a really exciting, exciting prospect for the In-N-Out Kabaddi podcast. Plenty more to come. Sahel, have a fantastic week. We will speak again next week. And I hope the rains relinquish a bit out in India, because I know at least Mumbai has suffered very heavy rainfall.
Yeah, hopefully the rains relent in a lot of different parts of India, but some parts still do need the rain. So hopefully it balances itself out, and we'll bring you another balanced podcast in a week. So thanks for joining us, guys.
See you soon.